This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, about half the kids are back in school, and next week the other half will be going to school. So your life is kind of up in the air right now. Things are a little chaotic, and we're going to help calm those down and get you into a great routine. I have parenting and life coach expert in the studio with me for the next hour and a half. That's Hal Runkle. He is the author of Scream Free Parenting, and we're going to take your questions and make this as seamless as possible. We're going to be talking about the top five ways to mess up the back to school this year, and you can jump on the line and talk to us at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And Hal, why are we calling this the ways to mess up the back to school year?
Well, because one of the things that I think people find helpful is, let's talk about what you shouldn't do first, right? Because if you just avoid these things, then there's a wide range of things you can choose to do that'll be just fine. But just avoid these is what we're going to do.
Okay, right? That sounds good.
Instead of trying to nail one perfect thing you have to do, let's just nail the one thing you don't have to do.
It's like on a diet. Here's what you can eat, but right, just don't.
Let's just eliminate the extremes that, yeah, are absolutely off limits.
Okay, let's start with number one. What should we not do?
Overschedule everyone.
Everybody is guilty of this.
Yes, they are, right? We've got to plan the entire schedule, and it's got to be packed with anything and everything to get a little Johnny ahead. And that's sports, and that's music lessons, and we've got to get them all orchestrated, and we've got to get the carpool situations nailed down to go to all these things, because all these things are necessary. And it's insane.
I've already been to my son's playing football, God help us all this year, and I've already been to a meeting. I've already had to sign up on the volunteer sheet to do all this stuff this year. And I'm already overcommitted.
Yes. That's what they want from you, right? Because everybody wants your attention. So each new group you go to needs more from you. So they don't understand that you're just one, which is a finite resource, right? But every time you say yes to another extracurricular activity,
you're not given an option, Hal.
I'm saying the option would be no, right? That I am not going to volunteer for the football team this year. That would be the option. And I know it sounds like, oh, you're a bad parent, and other people are already saying no, whatever, you know what? Okay, let's just, what's a bad parent? The one who says yes to everything, and when you are, the few times you are actually with your kid, you're exhausted and angry that you have to do all this stuff for him or her, or the one that says no to a few things so that when you're with them, you're actually pleasant and present.
Right. But if everybody said no, where would we be?
But I'm not everybody. You're not everybody. And you're not. I'm not saying no to everything. Just saying don't say yes to everything.
Okay.
That's the biggest difference, right? When you say yes to everything, we're actually saying no to everything, because what we've just done is divided ourselves so much that the most we can have is mediocrity. I call it multi-mediocrity. You know, it's not multitasking. It's multi. I'll do a lot of things at a mediocre level. To feel busy, instead of feeling a very few, choose things and really a few things and dive in.
And you're doing
things.
It out of guilt.
Yes, exactly. Right. Which is obligation. A terrible motivation. And it's not very, it doesn't sustain you very well either. You know, that's just, but I mean, again, it's so hard because there's so many temptations that say this is what a good parent does in 2018.
And my son wants to play football so bad. He's never played football. He's a lacrosse player.
Right, that's right.
He's a career lacrosse player. But, you know, he's not giving that up. He's just adding this to the portfolio.
And you're going to be both a lacrosse mom and a football mom?
Yes. Yes.
Do you like yourself at all? Any care for yourself at all?
I do. And I do have the punch card at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta.
Of course. Of course.
I do.
I mean,
so what
I,
do you I, do? Your kids want to be active.
That's
they want
great.
To be. They want to be active in school sports. They want to be popular. They want to participate.
Sure. Well,
what do you do? What do you tell them?
Say yes to one thing per semester.
You want to try different things.
Sure, you do want them to try, but you also recognize if something sign up for football, that is all encompassing. You know. He's already practicing.
Oh, he's already practicing.
Right.
School's not started.
And then he's going to be practicing every day. There's not, you can't add much on top of that, right? Plus, he's got a job, right, as well. So that's great. Football, school, job. You're awesome. That's fantastic, right? But a lot of kids have church on top of that and FCA on early Friday mornings. And you know, ultimately, when they get to high school level, they're going to need to be making more and more of their own schedule, right? This is not in, but not all of it or any of it really has to involve you,
right?
Especially when he starts driving himself, which is a fantastic thing when they can start doing that. But what are you volunteering for on top of your job, on top of your other personal friendships, on top of your other relationships and your other commitments? What are you doing in the name of supporting everything? My wife teaches at Greater Atlanta Christian School, and that's why we live in Atlanta, is we moved here 18 years ago, and she's been doing it and loves it. It's great. She teaches seniors. And occasionally, she has asked them to write an essay at the end of the year, another essay. And it's just, what do you wish parents knew about parenting?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Right. And so we've got stacks of these essays, and they all say the same thing. First of all, just don't freak out, no matter what. Now, obviously, I teach Scream Free Parenting, so I'm a big believer in that. The second thing is, don't come to all my games.
What?
Yeah. Have a life of your own. When we go to everything of theirs, when we orbit our whole lives around theirs, we volunteer for everything they're doing, we're actually disrupting the very number one thing about parenting. The number one goal of parenting is to launch them away from us so they can live on their own. And so we can have a relationship with them as adults.
Well, you know, I'm coming at this from a different perspective. I had two parents that worked full-time jobs as pharmacists and were not able to attend a lot of my things. So that's why I'm trying to overcompensate and be at everything.
A lot of people are. You know, the stereotype was our dads didn't, come to anything.
Right.
The stereotype. So I'm going to be a dad that's going to go to everything.
Right.
I'm like, well, look, extremes beget extremes.
Right? Okay.
You don't need to go that far to the extreme. Are you present at some stuff? Absolutely, right? I mean,
what if they score that magical goal and
you're
not there?
Oh gosh, right?
He did get really hurt at a game, and I wasn't there.
Right, and what happened?
He went to the hospital and almost had surgery, and I wasn't there.
And what happened?
And he lived.
He lived. Amazing. Amazing. He actually lived without you.
But my guilt almost killed me.
Oh, my gosh. Because you weren't there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. When does that end? Because the whole goal is for you to eventually not be there.
I don't like this plan.
No, sorry. You will when he's 18 and you're just where I'm at right now. So I am 1 week away from an empty nest.
Wow.
And there is one too many grown-ups in our house. It is just, everybody's ready.
Bursting at the seams.
Just ready. And that's the way it should be, right? People say, oh, aren't you sad your baby's leaving? I'm like, no, because he's not a baby anymore, right? And I didn't like him when he was a baby anyways.
You're terrible.
Babies are hard work, man.
They are hard work. Folks, if you want to jump on the lines, we'd love to hear from you about this back-to-school stuff. If you have questions for Hal, 404-872-0750. If your child is giving you a fit in the mornings or if you're kind of having a struggle with this back-to-school and you have questions, maybe your child is facing some bullying and you'd like to address that with us, we'd love to talk to you. 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Let me ask you another question, a little off topic.
Great.
What age should a child be waking themselves up for school?
All right. There's no magic answer, but it's probably, if the person's asking the question, probably tomorrow is my answer. Because you're asking the question because you've been thinking about it for a while and you've been getting up for a while and you're getting sick of it. So it probably means yesterday.
Well, I'm not doing a very good job of it. That's why I'm asking.
Right. And few people do, man. I was at a baseball game, my son's baseball game. This is a few years ago. And I'm overhearing these moms of a year older. So I think my son was sophomore. And these are moms of juniors on the baseball team. And they're like, well, what have you tried? Well, I've tried this, this, this. And what have you tried? And that's this. And they're talking about getting their kid up, their 17-year-old kid, up in the morning.
Yeah.
And so, they all know who I am and what I do. And so I just kind of poke my head very obnoxiously and say, so what has he tried? Well, what do you mean? Well, you talk about everything you've tried to get him up. What has he tried to get himself up? Because that's the goal. The goal is not to get my kids up. The goal is to help them learn to get themselves up. And how have I trained them to do that? My recommendation is about 6 or 7. 7 years old is when in our family you got to go to Walmart and pick out your own alarm clock.
Wow.
They can handle this. You trained them to poop on their own when they were like 2 or 3, right? Or 4. I mean, they can get themselves up. It's amazing. Right? They can. And then what we did was we just went through a week of training, picking different, you know, buzzers that you like. Or she picked out Little Mermaid, I think, as my daughter did at the time. And, you know, you work with it and work with it. And then what we said, hey, you know, in a week, then it's up to you.
And then when we come back, we're going to talk about when it doesn't work, what you do next.
You let the consequences do the screaming.
Oh my goodness. It's 18 minutes after 1 o'clock. You're listening to Atlanta Living. Our guest is Hal Runkle, parenting and life coach. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're helping you ease your way back into the school year with my guest, Hal Runkle. He's a parenting and life coach expert. And we're talking about the 5 ways that you could totally mess up your back to school year, things you really shouldn't do to get your school year off to a good start. And we were talking about overscheduling, which we're all guilty of.
Absolutely.
And we're going to the phone lines, and we'd love to have you join us, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. You can call us just like John in Gainesville's done. Hello, John. How are you?
Not too terrible. How about yourself, Miss Belinda?
I'm doing great, sweetie. What's your question or comment?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for coming up to Monte Luce recently. I'm sorry I didn't have the opportunity to speak to you when you were up there.
Oh, I loved every minute of it. Love that place.
Well, come up again, join us. I'd love to take care of you.
Thank you.
And I do appreciate what this gentleman is speaking of. It's difficult to see your children go back to school. It's a hard time for everyone, but at the same point in time, it's also kind of a blessing. A blessing and a curse, if you will.
Yeah.
Because they've been with us all summer, and then you have to go spend all this money on the back to school. And then you have all the time with them, and you try to, you know, do the best you can to raise them. And it's hard being a parent that works.
Yes. It is. So, but kids do better when there is structure.
Absolutely. Right. And then that's why I try to maintain the structure. And there are certain guidelines and things, you know, take out the trash, so on and so forth.
Sure.
There are few guidelines that need to be followed. And I believe if you lay some of these guidelines out and they do follow them, then, you know, they do deserve to be praised. And they also, they need these things for a structure to become a better person,
sure,
to look forward to life goals in the future.
What's interesting about the while I'm saying, you know, don't overschedule, is sometimes people do it in the name of providing structure, right? We got to have all of these events so there's no downtime. And that actually backfires when you structure it too much.
Well, I appreciate downtime. Yeah. Let them have their downtime.
Exactly.
They are
build it into
school.
The structure.
I mean, I have work, they have school, and, you know, work is school to a point. School is work.
True.
In their life.
And
so
kids,
I can appreciate and agree with that.
Right. And kids today just don't have enough downtime, and they don't get enough sleep. And then it makes everybody miserable, all in the name of doing what's best for them. But actually, what's best for them is building in time for them to chill, for them to relax.
They think boredom is the worst thing in the world.
Right. Well, we agree with them every time we give them one new device and one new thing.
Well, I try to fill their boredom with some positive things to accompany the time.
Sure.
You know, I can appreciate and allow them to play their video games or to, you know, do scrapbooking. I more appreciate that kind of thing. Do draw.
Cool.
All right, John, we're going to have to let you run. We'll be back right after this.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
Oh, I love those folks at Marietta Plastic Surgery. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. It is time for the weekend prize pack. That is going to be a family four-pack of tickets to see the Gwinnett Stripers.
Stripers. Long eye. Stripers. There's not two peas in there.
I just had to look at it just a minute. At Colray Field, you could go anytime before the end of the regular season. Go to visit gostripers.com. That's go-stripers.com.
You know, they'd get a lot more signups if it were strippers. You know, Gwinnett strippers, the weekend package.
You know, if you don't, we'd get
a lot of callers for that.
You need to read through this one time before you go on the air for tickets to and game schedule. So I'm going to take caller number three, Crystal, to the contest line at 404-741-0750. That's 404-741-0750 to take that family four pack to go see the Gwinnett Stripers.
Yes.
Okay, get your tickets. Back to the phone lines, and we're speaking with Hal Runkle, parenting and life coach, and we're talking about the things not to do to get yourself messed up on these first days and weeks of school. You can call 404-872-0750 to join us on the line. What is number two thing not to
do? Number one was overschedule everyone. Number two, and this is going to sound weird, but get everyone on the same page about expectations.
We should not get everybody on the same page?
No. Because here's the deal. When we always have this lie that says that, you know, kids will rise up to the level of expectations.
Right.
And so we need to set clear what's expected of them, and they'll rise up to that, right?
Well, that makes sense to me.
It does. Totally makes sense. How do you like it when people put expectations on you?
Well, it's kind of a burden.
Yeah. It's an obligation, right?
Right.
Right? And so when we're saying these are the expectations, meaning if you do all of this, you will be perfectly adequate. There's no chance of actually succeeding. There's just meeting the expectations, right? You're just doing what you're supposed to do. And it's setting forth this, all right, I'm already starting behind.
So I get
right?
it.
I'm already starting behind in debt.
So why go forward?
Why? Yeah, exactly. And that's where they get. I'm so far. It's exactly like debt. That you're already starting in debt and you've got to meet these obligations, you know? And so you've eliminated the possibility of excellence. You've eliminated the possibility of them coming up with ideas on their own. You know what? What's great about a family is you all have different minds and different ways of doing things. And the more we try to get everybody on the same page in total agreement, that is about your anxiety. Not about your hopes.
Oh, I am so guilty.
And we all are, right? That's why I put this on here, is let's make everybody completely in consensus.
Think like me.
Exactly. And act like me. Act like I did when I was a kid, or act like I would now, right? Right. And it creates nothing but resentment. You know, the only thing, possibility, is you get the oldest child to become even more super responsible.
Okay.
That's what's going to happen. And you know what your youngest child's going to do? Rebel even more.
Even more.
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay, if you have comments about that, give us a call, 404-872-0750. If you have other questions about the first few days of school and weeks, we can get you toe in the line, so to speak.
Right. So here's another way to think about it, real quick, is just lay out here's some things that need to get done. Here's what happens if they don't. Here's the consequences, right? So, you know what? But talk to them about what are you hoping for this school year? Not what do I need from you this school year, right? Get to know them. And because, you know what? Pursuing your own internal goals is always a lot more fun than pursuing other people's expectations for you, right? And I see parents all the time, and then our kids are totally not motivated. And I'm like, you know what? They are motivated to do one thing. Resist your efforts to motivate them.
So I'm supposed to go up to my kids and say, what are you hoping to get out of this year?
Here's one kid at a time.
One kid, I think they're going to ask me what I'm smoking.
Exactly. I love that. I love when kids, I love when I'm working with parents and they do something different and their kid looks at them kind of like your dog looks at you, you know, all confused, you know, with its face turned. I love that because that, I mean, I love to kind of shock the system.
Oh, it's going to shock the system.
But you don't do it eye to eye. You do it shoulder to shoulder while you're driving or shopping or guys throwing the football or shooting baskets or something. It's just, you know, hey, you're going to sophomore year. It's a big year. What are you hoping?
Okay.
Right? What are you looking to have happen? We can talk about some things that need to get done, but you know what? I'm much more interested in you becoming you. That's what I'm most interested in. Not you becoming the person I need you to be. Not you becoming a better version of me, which is one thing my daughter one time, she was working on her high school schedule and looking at the AP classes, and I was just being too pushy about what electives she should do for college, and she just stopped me and said, "Dad, stop trying to make me into a better version of you."
Ooh.
Dang. Shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shut up. Right.
We're going to shut up and take a phone call. We're going to Robin in Canton. Robin, you're on WSB. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you to Hal, especially when he talks about how it's okay for children to walk through the consequences of their choices. I just see a lot of parents that try to do things for them, register for college for them, go to their job interviews for them. And, you know, at this point,
it's true, it's happening.
Especially an older child, you know, they need to be walking that out for themselves. You're there to support them, you know, if they fall, but you don't want to be doing it for them.
And that's my favorite. I love that. Thank you, Robin. And my wife's a teacher, so she sees it as well. And yet she still struggles with her own kids, right, as we all do, because we love them so much and we hate to watch them struggle. But we have to put on some new lenses. Say, look, if I want them to be strong, they've got to lift weights. Right?
Exactly.
I can't lift the weights for them and then wonder why their pecs aren't developing, right? I just can't keep doing that. One of my favorite Abraham Lincoln quotes was, "The worst thing we can do for another is that which they need to do for themselves." Especially.
That is a great quote.
It's a great quote.
Okay, say that quote again.
"The worst thing we can do for another is that which they need to do for themselves." And I'm guilty of this with my kids. I was telling you, I probably did more with my son than my daughter, and that's probably some gender stuff. But it's so tempting to do too much for our kids. But every time we do that, we can't then follow it up with a complaint that they don't take enough responsibility for themselves. We've robbed them of the chance. And because we don't want them to suffer the consequences of their actions. And my question is always, until when? Right? Because at some point, they will suffer the consequences. It's much better if they actually suffer them now, you know, and get used to this is the way life works.
If they don't turn in a project or whatever for class and they get a zero, I would rather them work through that and learn than not turning in money on time to pay their electric bill and their electricity gets caught off.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh, you and I are preaching to the choir when we talk to each other.
I'm telling you, you've got a new fan today.
Awesome.
You have a new fan today.
Thank you.
Robin, you need to pick up his book, Scream Free Parenting.
Oh, absolutely. Great. Thank you. I will.
All right. Thank you for your call, Robin. It is 44 minutes after 1 o'clock and it kind of looks overcast, but it's not raining. That's all I care about.
That was a lot this week.
Mm-hmm. And I have a dog that doesn't like to go out and go to the bathroom in the rain.
Sucks for him.
No, it sucks for me.
Yeah, because you got to walk out there with an umbrella and get him. Oh, God.
Right. It's really.
Speaking of doing too much for her, you know?
Yeah. Yes. I am.
Well, we all do it, right? But I would say you want to spoil your kids. The number one way to spoil your kids is just, you know, protect them from the natural consequences of their choices. It's not giving them too much stuff. It's protecting them from the consequences of their choices. That's the easiest way we cripple our kids. Instead of honoring them, respecting them, and not getting mad at them. All right, well, you made that choice. You didn't turn that paper in. And so now, Brent, you got a bad grade. Here's the consequences of the bad grade. You lose your whatever game system for the weekend. We had talked about that. But I'm not mad at you. I'm just matter of fact. You did this. This is what happens.
Right.
Right?
And we need to be honest with ourselves. Are you doing too much?
Yes. And if that's a great question. That's what we want every listener right now, just ask yourself, are you doing too much
honestly
for your kids? And then if you think no, then ask your spouse, am I doing too much for the kids? Right? You know, they'll probably say, help you out in that thing.
Yeah.
Because the deal is most people that I talk to are really interested in doing a good job, right? That's why they're coming to see me speak or reading or, you know, going on my website or whatever. And usually the people who are really wanting to do a good job are doing too much. They're overscheduling, right? And then they're laying out, again, like we talked about, all the expectations that need to happen this year. Just let the story play out some. Just let them have, here's a few rules, here's a few consequences. And the most important thing is that you become you.
Pretty much I've made every mistake we've talked about today.
As I have as well, right?
Okay.
As I have
as
well.
Am I in
well.
Good company?
Yeah, oh my gosh, you're completely 100% normal.
Okay.
Right? But this is about retraining ourselves and listening to our principles rather than our anxieties. Because our anxieties say, oh, he's struggling. I mean, I was just talking to you. My son doesn't have carpet for the dorm room. And it was a curveball thrown by the school. They usually had this carpet service on the day you move in. And they're not doing that this year. So I'm like, oh, do I need
I'd
to go
be
on
calling
the website
carpet.
And whatever. And you know what? He's a dude. He's living with three other guys in a suite. They will figure it out. They are 19 years old, 18 years old. They can figure it out. They got money. They were talking about getting a futon. I'm not getting a futon for them, you know?
He can't go to college without a futon. How dare you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did tell him this. I said, hey, just order it and have them deliver it. It's a great world that we live in. Free shipping everywhere.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah, that's right.
47 minutes after 1 o'clock, we're going to take a break. Sean, hang on the line. You're coming up next. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Check back often for breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts all weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott, and welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're speaking with Hal Runkel. He's a parenting and life coach expert and the author of Scream Free Parenting. And we're talking about the top five ways that you could completely mess up this back-to-school year, the five things you should not do.
Yep.
But first, we're going to go back to the phone lines, and you can join us on the phone lines. If you're having trouble getting in the swing of things with the back-to-school year in whatever area it is, you can give us a call at 404-872-0750, just like Sean has done. Sean, welcome to WSB. How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. I'd hate to see what the striper's uniform would be if they were called a stripper. So,
yes.
I have
love
a 15-year-old son, a good kid. We go to a private school, and he wants to kind of determine his own haircut, his length of his hair, and also his clothes, even though he has to wear a uniform to school.
Yeah.
And I've always picked it out, and now it's at that stage where, hey, Dad, I want to, you know, grow my hair a little differently, and I've it's his life, he does that, but I'm trying to figure out, when do I let that go?
Right now.
Yep.
Okay.
Here's the deal.
All right.
Hair always grows back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure the private school has some guidelines on it, whatever, but within that framework, let him own it, because this is the time where he needs to begin to be himself. Not a reflection of you. And hair, I mean, I drew the line, hey, you got to wait until you're off my payroll before you are doing something permanent like tattoos, right?
Mm-hmm.
But hair, shoot. And here's a cool thing that happened with my son. He started to grow out, and he became a model. And now he makes like $2,000 over a two-day shoot. And his hair, he's contractually obligated to keep it long.
My son wanted to grow his hair out, and I said, this will be the only time in your life that you can probably have long hair.
Sure.
Before you have to start really getting a real job, do it, and his hair is longer than mine.
Now, about the clothes thing is, you got to begin to not just hand over his selection of his clothes to him, but the purchasing of those and the budgeting of those as well.
What?
Start now. Well, they're going to buy their own clothes at some point, right?
Well, that's what he's saying, but I just didn't know not my style, it's his style, so let him go.
Exactly.
Okay.
And say that to him.
Okay.
I'm, That's awesome. It's a great moment for you and your son.
All right. Thanks for your call, Sean. You're listening to Atlanta Living. We'll be back with another 30 minutes with Hal. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.